Okay, welcome everybody. So today we're in Moed Katan Daf Yud Beis tonight. Okay, so we're 12A, page 23, the top line. Okay, everybody with me? Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Mekabli Kibola Petocha Tchum, Asura Chusla Tchum Utar. So there's different ways to explain this Gemara, but the way I'm going to explain the Gemara, Mekabli Kibola means it's talking about a din by Shabbos is the first iso. We're not talking about Chol HaMoed, we're talking about Shabbos. So on Shabbos, if a goy, you know, I can't hire a goy to do work for me on Shabbos, I can't even ask a goy to do work for me, but if I hire him with kablanos, which means I make the contract with him, I say, here's $1,000, you do the job, and then you get $1,000, and he decides when he's doing the work, then that works okay. But the Gemara is going to say there are some limitations on this, which we'll see in a minute, and then subject to connection with Chol HaMoed. So welcome back, Shai. It's nice to have you. So Amar Shmuel, Mekabli Kibola, Betochat Chum, Asur, Chutz from Utar. So let's say I had a kablanos with somebody, but he's going to build something for me. Like certain things are like open and notorious, so then everybody knows that it's mine. So then that I cannot do on with kaplanas with Shabbos. So if it's betocha tchum, so if this is in the tchum and where everybody can walk on Shabbos, that's prohibited.
Like open.
So please, somebody. Everybody needs to mute themselves. Okay. Now he says betocha tchum asur chutz tchum utar. If it's outside the tchum, if it's, you know, away from where people are, then that's permissible. But Amara Papa, even when we said that chutz tchum is permissible, in other words, you're here in Shtetl A, and you have a piece of property, you know, a distance away. So you're not going to walk there, and your chevra's not walking there on Shabbos. But if there's another Jewish community that's near there, it's also prohibited. In other words, I can't have them building on my property on Shabbos. He says, Aval, on line four on Yud Beis Amal, Aval, Ikamat the Mekarvel Hatam Asur. But if there's, let me put my mask on, one second. Well, it's okay. He says, let me see. Aval, Ikamat the Mekarvel Hatam Asur. So if there's a city, it means like a Jewish community that's near there, it's prohibited. Amar Rav Mesharshia, Rav Mesharshia said, Bechilekamat the Mekarvel Hatam. And so even when we said it's permissible if it's away from the Jewish community and there's no Jewish community near there, Nami Luamran, Ella, Bishabatoto Vyamim Tovim, Loshrichi and Shita Azilatam. That's only on Shabbos and Yantiv, people aren't going to go there. Obviously, people who are from aren't going to go there because they have their tchum and we have our tchum and this thing is outside the tchum. Aval b'chol shomoed, and now we have our chol shomoed connection, Loshrichi and Shita Azli Vatulatam. Asur. In other words, let's say I have a building project with Goyim, but if it's Chol HaMoed, so it doesn't matter where it is because people travel on Chol HaMoed, and it's not appropriate that they see that it looks like the work is being done for me on Chol HaMoed, and people, you know, may not realize they have a couple honest with it. He says, now let me just do a few lines. I'll do Rashi, and then we'll pause. We'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so Marzutra. So Marzutra, the son of Rav Nachman, so Goyim built an apadna, a mansion for him. I don't know why he wants to build a mansion, but we would kablanas outside the tchum Shabbos. So, but they built it on Shabbos. He says, "Ikla Rav Safra Rav Huna Barachinna lo al legabei." So Rav Safra and Rav Huna Barachinna came to that location, but they declined to enter the mansion because they felt it had been built on Shabbos, you know, wrongfully. And some say that Marzutra himself didn't go into it, which is rough. He was the one who had made the kaplanis with it. So now it means that he had arranged for them apparently not to do the work on Shabbos, but they went ahead and did it on Shabbos. And so it was not a good situation. Now, you know, so the Gemara says, you know, I'm sorry to bother you, Yosef. You get me. I need, well, the chelik I need. I'll tell you in a minute what the chelik I need. One second. I think I need chelik gimel. Give me chelik gimel and chelik vav. Okay, chelik gimel and chelik vav. Thank you so much. So let's see back in the Gemara. So v'yigit amri hu nami. Thank you so much. V'yigit amri hu nami lo al kavei. The Gemara says va'amar shmul makabli kibolet betuchat chum asur chus lechum utar. But this was chus lechum. So in other words, he made a contract with Goyim. They did work on his real property, But the real property was Chutzlitz Bum, so it's away from the Jewish community. Shmuel said that's permissible. So why is nobody going in there? So the Gemara says, Adam Chashuv Shani, that he, Mar Zutra, was an Adam Chashuv, and Adam Chashuv has to adhere to a higher standard. And that's why not. Or the Igad Amri, others say, Siui Siyai Betivna Bahadayim, that he helped them, he provided straw for them. He told them not to do the work on Shabbos, but since he gave them the straw, that undercut the Kabbalanas. Okay, now, let me just do a Rashi on this, and then I want to do some Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So if you look, and again, the Rashis aren't Rashis here, but I'm doing what looks like Rashi, okay? So if you look at the top Rashi, Mekabli Kibob Tochet Chumasur, the first Rashi on Yud Beis Amid Aleph, okay? He says, Mekabli, again, some Rashis, like they have to read the Rashi together with Dibur Malka, it's like one sentence. So Mekabli, oh, wait, let me let somebody in here. One second. I think I'll let somebody in. So I said the Rashis on this Masechta don't appear to really be the real Rashis. So they think it's Rabin Gershom. There's another Rashi, which is Savyad. Okay, so I'm doing what we refer to as what Rashi. Okay, so Mekabli Kibol B'Tocha Kamasur, Litein Malach L'Nachri B'Kibola, Yadli B'Shabta. You can't, if it's B'Tocha Tchum, you can't give it to the Goy because you to do the work on Shabbos. Yadi Kuliyam of Amri Hayom B'Shabbat Yadli. Everybody will say, he gave him the work to do the day on Shabbos, whatever. It's not a Kabbalah, it's the Hozach. But Had Shari Be'Hil Perak Kamba B'Shabbat. But Behil permits in the first parak in Shabbos to take kelim l'kobei spare of Shabbat and chashecha to give clothes to a launderer, a non-Jewish launderer, like close to the beginning of Shabbos. Bafila b'tocha tchum, even if the laundry person is b'tocha tchum, shum dekvisa b'nachri midin lo minkar. In other words, nobody knows it's your clothes or not clothes. It's just like one clothes is another clothes. One shirt's like another shirt. But like a chashana, nobody will suspect you of doing something wrong. But if it's something that's so clear and everybody recognizes yours, we're afraid people will think that you hired them to do the work on Shabbos. Okay, now, one second. Let me just get one halakha out and then we'll open up the floor. Let me find this halakha. One second. Okay. So here's what the Machaber says in Siman Reish Mem Dalad in Or HaChaim. He says, "In Banu Einam Yudim Liyisrael Bayit B'Shabbat B'Isur." If non-Jews built a house for a Jew on Shabbos B'Isur, meaning that they did Kabbalahs, but they did a B'Tochat Chum, and so they bided Halacha. Nachol Lahachmir Shlo Yikansubo. It's appropriate to be stringent not to enter that house, which is really rough. Which that's what the Machaber says. Then Mishavur brings down Bachronim Katvu Dibdiyevid Yeshmo Kablan Adab Rabbeinu Tam. The Sachronim bring down the Bdiyevid with Kablanus Yikron and Rabbeinu Tam, which held a Durbo Afidla Atzmo. He says you could live there. He says, okay, but then Ramah says, so the Jews stipulated with the non-Jew that he shouldn't do the work on Shabbos. Then we asa Abba al Korcho, and the non-Jew did it against the wishes of the Jew. He wanted to complete it quickly. Don't worry about it. Okay, all right. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? So you get, yeah, the Ramah says not to worry about it if you stipulated with not to do it. Okay. You did, yeah. Right. Anything else there? What? Right. Yeah. No, that's the same problem. In other words, he says nachon lahachmir means it's appropriate to be stringent and not to get any hana from it, which is very difficult. Well, according to the Sheet and Mechaber, Lechora, that would be what you'd have to do. He says, but in other words, he's quoting from the Torah this way, but it's based on our Gemara. Right. The Mechaber says that's the appropriate thing to do. All right. So, all right. Any other anything from the cyber world? Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. Everybody good? Okay.
Some situations where nobody knows that somebody's working and they know it's the Kablanut. There are some exceptional cases.
Wait, repeat.
Imagine halakha lemaase, somebody in breakneck, in house of the Jew or otherwise, if nobody is able to notice that they're doing the work.
Wait. I don't say what work are they doing?
Any type of work. Let's say they're painting inside.
Yes. All right, I don't know about that because, you know, painters come, they have their truck, they're in front of the house, the whole thing. So I don't know. All right. I'm going to move on. Everybody with me? Okay, let's take a look. Okay, so moving on to the Gemara.
I mean, even cutting the lawn on Shabbat.
You can't do that. Okay. All right. Now we're 15 lines down on Yud Bey Zaman Aleph. Everybody with me? Okay. That's what we just said. It looks like maybe you asked them or something like that. Okay. Now, so 15 lines down on Yud Bey Zaman Aleph. Rav Chama Shari Luhu La Bungari Beresh Galut Lamed Luhu Avidata Bechol Gemara Da. So Rav Chama permitted the Abungandre. They said like house stewards. They, among other things, are repairing the tables on Chol HaMoed. So he permitted them to do that on Chol HaMoed. Amar came into Agar Lo Kashakli. Since they don't get any salary for doing that, Char Shui Hu Dekam Shar Shule. It's like they just do it. How does that be translated? What is it?
They are considered to be gaining only an indirect benefit.
Yeah, but in other words, one second, let me look at this. Right. He said, right.
Since they do not take any formal wages, but merely receive meals.
Right. They're getting an only indirect benefit. They're only getting an indirect benefit. Okay, but late on bar. That's okay. That's what he's saying. So now he says in the footnote, he said, if they would have. Yeah, working for pay is a form of up to the goal. Indirect benefit of taking meals with the householder is not regarded as a weekday activity. So it sounds like they got to eat on the tables as well. It's like, you know, Ochel Nefesh and Sarchei Moed. And so even though they were doing it and they were workers, it sounds like they're Jewish workers, but they're getting an indirect benefit from it. In other words, they get to eat their meals on the table, so it's okay. In other words, they weren't paid to do it. All right? Everybody? Again, so they're doing work on Chol HaMoed, but the work is to repair the table that people are going to eat on. So that comes under one of the exceptions, like Sarchei Moed. In other words, it's the needs of the Moed, or Ochel Nefesh would be food, but like that. But since they weren't getting paid for it, if they were getting paid for it, it would still be problematical, he says. But they weren't getting paid, so it sounds like the Jews to me. One second, let's just take a look. Yeah, I'm sorry. Some Rishonim say they were non-Jewish, but it sounds like a machloket whether they're Jewish or not Jewish. So some of Farshim say they're Jewish, some not. Okay? All right, let's see. Say again, repeat. I was talking today with Rabbi Wroblowski about this. He teaches at YU. He's one of the Magi De Shir there. So let me get the sound. One second. This one. Anyway, but it comes out that getting paid for Malacha is problematical on Chol HaMoed. One second.
He owes you money, he does the work, and now he owes you less. Also, that's something that you will see. Imagine it was a situation that he doesn't have the job and you already overpaid him or otherwise. The point is, how are you able to come and make it indirect?
Anyway, so the idea is, so the way I can't find it right now, but the way this, it came out from Shulchan Aruch, Melechet Avara Ave that you get paid for, but other areas where you have a hetter to do melacha on Chol HaMoed, you shouldn't get paid for it. That's what it comes out for. One second. Right here, page 26. Here we go. Yeah. So here's what the Machaber says. This is Siman Tafkuf Membeis. He says, "Afilu malacha ramu tarod." Even those things that are permissible, he says, "Ena mutarod lasan laasma lachirin b'china." You only do it for free, is what the Machaber says. About the sachar asur, but if you're getting paid for it, you're not allowed to do it. Umihu. He doesn't get like a set salary, but he just eats with him and it's permissible. That's like our case here. Right. But that would be if they're Jews. Right. Then the Rama says, but Davar Ha'aved, this Malacha Davar Ha'aved, you could be paid for it. And then obviously, if the worker has nothing to eat, he could work and he's getting paid. But otherwise, not. That's the basic idea. Please wait. I got to move on. Okay. We have a big daf today. I can't stop every minute. Just give me until I get to the next mission, then we'll talk, okay? So now, okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Mekablim Kibolet B'Moed, La'asot Talachar Moed. You can enter into a kibolet, means a kablan. It is a contract with non-Jews during Chol HaMoed that provide that the work will be done after Chol HaMoed. So I can enter in the contract with the Jew on the Chol HaMoed. He says, but I can't make a kibolet that they'll do the work on Chol HaMoed. Kloshal Dabar, Kloshal Oseh, Omer Lanafri, Voseh. Anything that I could do, I could ask the non-Jew to do. The Kloshe Eino Oseh, but if something that I can't do, Eino Omer Lanafri, Voseh. I can't tell the non-Jew to do work that I can't do myself. So Tani Edak, we learn a different price. The Kablan Kibolet B'Moed, Las Talachar Moed. You could enter into a contract, the same thing with the non-Jew, provided that the services will be provided after Chol HaMoed. Provided that the one who's making the contract doesn't measure things out, doesn't weigh things out, means that they would like, let's say, provide a certain amount of material, say, I want you to sew this, and measure it out, or I'll do this or that, and so you shouldn't do any of the measuring on Chol HaMoed. Okay, now, Tanu Rabbanan, this is a different halacha, being behemoth of Chol HaMoed. We don't mate animals on Chol HaMoed. This is a separate halacha. You don't, like with the Bechor, you're not allowed to work with the Bechor. In other words, Bechor has a Kedushah, it's supposed to be offered as a Korban, so I shouldn't work with it. So mating the animals is considered the type of Avoda. Rabbi Leibowitz was mentioning how the Eved Ivri works at night, and they said, how does he work at night? Because when he has, with the Shifcha Kananit, that's his work. Anyway, so he says here, Veloba Psula Imukdashim. And Psula Imukdashim are animals that were designated to be Korbanot, and then they had a Psul, but there's still a residual Kedusha in them, so they can't work with them either. Okay, Tani Idach, Inmar Bein Behem of Chol HaMoed. I can't make the animals on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chamurash Tava. I'm glad you're here today, Shai. There's always something that comes up with animals, and we'll hear the veterinary commentary in a minute. I think you should get these sugyas together and really write your sefer here with this, Eddie. It says, Rav Yehuda Omer, Chamorish Tava, if a female chamor is in heat, so Marbin Ale Zachar, so we made her with the male, so she shouldn't cool off. I don't know, it sounds like she's in heat. So Eddie will explain to us in a minute whether she'll suffer damages or whatever, but if she's in heat, you can do it. All the other animals, we put them in the pen and let them do what they want, but we're not going to facilitate it. Okay, now, Tanu Rabbanan, Eimid Dairin, Lo B'Shabbatot V'Lom Yitavim. Eimid Dairin means I bring the animals in to fertilize my field, so I can't, have all the animals come into the penned area in order to fertilize the field, not on Shabbos on Yom Tov, V'Lo B'Chol Shomoed. V'Imbao Me'Elehen, now, Imbao Me'Elehen could mean, Shot A, that non-Jews bring them in, or Shot B, that they came on their own accord. The animals left on their own accord, Lutar, that's permissible. V'Eim Esayin Otan, if non-Jews, it means we wouldn't assist them in any way. We wouldn't give them like a Jewish person to guard their sheep when this is going on. Hayaskir Shabbat, if the person, the non-Jew, was hired for the week, or Sfir Chodesh, he's hired for the month, or Sfir Shana, or he's hired for the year. In other words, you're responsible for fertilizing, taking care that my field is fertilized for the year. You take care of it. So, or Sfir Shavua, or he's hired for a seven-year period. Mitzayin Otan, then we could assist them. We can give a shomer to guard their sheep. That sounds like, since it's all permissible, we're allowed to do that. It sounds like, certainly on Chol HaMoed, it's a question, when is the heter? Because we mentioned Shabbos, Yontif, and Chol HaMoed. So certainly it's the heter for Chol HaMoed. If it's Shabbos and Yontif, not sure. Rebbe Omer, B'Shabbat B'Tova, Rebbe says, on Shabbos, you know, you should show their gratitude to them. Yontif B'Mizonot, on Yontif, you'll give them food. B'Moed B'Sachar. And then for Chol HaMoed, he says, you can even pay them. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Hiltefek Rebbe. So Rabbi Yosef says, Allah follows Rebbe with this. All right, now, let's just take a look. Not just came their own accord. Yeah, you know, I don't know if I explained this right. He says here that if non-Jews come of their own accord, they could do so. Rebbe says, I didn't say right. But, so Rebbe says, the Shabbos B'tova, on the Shabbos, he can permit the Gentiles to move the field only in expectation of a favor, not from remuneration. So I didn't say right. So Shabbos means if they come of their own accord on a Shabbos, the non-Jews are coming on Shabbos to manure, to have the animals and, you know, provide manure for the, in other words, they're bringing all the animals. The animals are going to go to the bathroom on the Jews' field, and you're happy with it. So, B'Shabbat B'Tovah, on the Shabbos, he can permit the Gentiles to manure the field only in expectation of a favor, not from remuneration. In other words, they expect something from me, but I could do that. He says here, if I give wage or food or money, then I'm showing I'm pleased with the work. I can't do that. I can't pay them. I could do a favor for them, he says, and I could do the favor, he says, even on that Shabbos, he says. Then he says, the Yom Tov Mizonot, on Yontif, I could pay them with food, but not wages, but B'Moed B'Sachar, on Chol HaMoed, I can even give them wages. And then Rabbi Yosef says that the halakha is like Rebbe with this. I think we're good with this. All right, let's take a look. Yeah, he says here in footnote 28, this festival law is generally less stringent than Shabbos law. Accordingly, if a non-Jew maneuvers the Jewish field on the festival, he's permitted to provide him with meals. The meals he receives are only a benefit, not a formal wage. And then some authorities forbid the Jew to give the worker food on the Yontif itself. He must wait until after the festival and then reimburse him for his food expenses. Others, however, allow him to provide the worker with meals even during the festival. That's all I could say. All right. So any other questions, comments, or thoughts on this?
Yes.
Wait. Fern, let me hear. Give us up, Fern.
Okay. When you're allowed to enter into the Kablana agreement on Chol HaMoed and defer the work till after.
You have to. In other words, that must be it. In other words, you could enter into the agreement with him.
And I'm questioning why, because that's part of the work, or like the machshirei of the work.
What?
Why should you be able to do that?
No, I'm just entering into the agreement with him. We agree that you're going to do this one, A, B, and C for me, but after the Yontif is over.
But isn't that like being in work mode to enter into a contract?
Actually, with the contract, you know, when they talk about entering a contract, it's not the same as when we enter into a contract. I don't think the Gemara is talking about signing a contract, because writing on Yontif is problematical. I don't think that's what they mean.
Right.
They mean you have this goy and you agree with him that he's going to do, you know, let's say he's going to, I have the contractor comes to my house. I say, you know, Plon Joe, you're going to do this work after Yontif.
I'm surprised you're allowed to do that, given everything.
It sounds like that. That's the best I have with that. Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, we're quickly.
And then over here, it says that the female, by the time of speech, is not going to copulate. then she might never be able to. I don't know.
Okay, so
exactly that. Well, but
in other words, she won't be able to bear.
She would never be able to perform again.
Okay. Anyway, Daniel says he read that if the female donkey doesn't mate with the male donkey now, and then she won't be able to bear children later on. And Ed wasn't so sure, but maybe it's true. Okay, but it'll be a lost frame. Okay, I got to keep moving. Please begin. Okay, now in the next Mishnah. Okay, everybody, now on Ethan, the chemi sheyeno b'toka bor. Person has wine; it's being processed. Like the wine is in the god in the wine press, and then it goes into a bor from the wine press. He's got to take the wine; he's got to put it in a barrel, otherwise it's going to turn sour. So v'chemisha yayeno b'toka bor. So his wine is in this pit, miro avil, and he wasn't able before yantiv to put it into barrels. Because of Avelis, he had a response on morning. Oh, Onus, there was some merchants that came up. Oshe too, or like the workers, they kept saying, we're coming, they never came. So Zole for Gomer, Begafi Darko de Rabbi Yossi. So quick Rabbi Yossi, he'll take the wine on a cholomoid, he'll pour it into the barrels and seal the barrels up. Rabbi Huda Omer, Oselli Mutim Shkirshlo Yachmi. So Rabbi Huda says, look, you put it in the barrels, don't seal the barrels up. You'll put planks on top of the barrels so the wine won't turn sour. Okay? Now, the Gemara says it's Shricha. So if you remember yesterday's daf, you had a similar halacha with the olives, the almost the identical halacha. The person was processing the olives, and then the olives weren't fully processed before Yantiv, and because either he had Avelis or not the other. So Rabbi Yossi said, fine, you'll finish it up and you'll seal up the olives the way they are, and then you'll process the olives and get the olive oils, what you want, and then seal it up, because otherwise it's a big loss for him. The oil gets spoiled. And Rabbi Huda says that you'll just like do the minimum. You'll put the beam on it and leave everything till after the Chol HaMoed. You just squeeze the minimum amount. That's what he says. The wine is in the pit. He wants to put it in the barrel and seal the barrels. So that's what's doing. Okay. So let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says it was necessary for the Tana to season both the first Mishnah with the oil and this Mishnah with the wine. If he would have only told me the first Mishnah, but he come on Rabbi Yossi Mishnah, the Mishnah Nafish Pseida, I would have said that Rabbi Yossi says with the oil, he permits you to put it into the barrels and seal it because there's a lot of potential loss with the oil. About Chamel Nafish Pseida, you don't have comparatively as much loss of money with the wine. Ema Modi lay the Rabbi Huda. I'd say he agrees with Rabbi Huda by the wine that you can't put it in the barrels. You just like make do with what you can. You put it, in the barrels, and you put it in the barrels, but you leave planks on top of it. Yeshmina Batraitan, if you only told me the second Mishnah, but he come out Rabbi Huda, I would say there, Rabbi Huda says, put it in the barrels, leave the planks on top of it. But I would say, in the first Mishnah, with the oil, he agrees with the tremendous loss, but agrees with the time of Rabbi Yossi, Strikos. So the Gemara says, so I need both Mishnayot. Now, I will say that, in the ancient world, oil was a very big commodity. This I know. Because oil was everything. Oil was the cleansing agent. They used it. They didn't have soap. They used oil. Oil was lighting. Oil is food. Oil is everything. It's the biggest commodity. So that's a very valuable commodity. Okay, let me just take a look quickly at one thing, and then I'll go on to something.
Because some places wine is more expensive.
One second. Okay. Okay, so let's see further in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, Man Tana Shinui B'moed B'davar Ha'aved. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba says, who's the Tana who says, if it's Malacha Davar Ha'aved, which means you're going to suffer a loss, but you're allowed to do Malacha so to avoid suffering loss, but you have to do the work with a Shinui, with different than you normally do. So the Gemara says, below Rabbi Yossi. Obviously, not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, you put it in the barrel and set it up like normally. So I'm Rabbi Yosef, halacha is Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yosef says halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Lami name Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ba'ul Meisha Chavita Shechra B'chol HaMoed. So they asked Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, are you allowed to seal a barrel of beer on a Chol HaMoed? So beer is Mount Pasal that would frequently make from dates, but they would make it some other things as well. So can I seal up the beer on a Chol HaMoed? So Amar Lahum, Sinai Amar halacha Rabbi Yossi. So Sinai says halacha like Rabbi Yossi. That's where Rabbi Yosef, we know that the Gemara says in a bracho, that Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, so they had to pick the Rosh Hashiva, and they said, Sinai va'okir harim, Rav Yosef was the Sinai. He had like encyclopedic knowledge, all the brises and everything. They all knew all the Mishnah, but they had a lot of brises. And Rabbi was the Oker Harim. He had like the depth of the learnings, which is more important. So they said that Sinai has Kadima because I call Sarah, everybody needs like the one who has all the wheat. In other words, like without all the brises, you know, there's no discussion of the base matters. He's like a walking library. But now we're standing there, Rabbi Yosef bowed out and deferred to Rabbi. And then because the Kaldai had said to him, I didn't say right. No. Wait. I think the other way around. That they said that
Sinai is Hadith.
Yeah, I need Bracha here quickly. Thank you. All right, then I have to go into hyperspeed in a minute. One second, please. Thank you so much. So, Sinai told him, right. So he said that Sinai has priority, that would be Rav Yosef, close to the Marechitaya, but not withstanding that, Rav Yosef deferred to Rabbah. Because the Chaldeans told him he'll only be a Rosh Hashiva for 2 years. The Rabbah was Rosh Hashiva for 22 years, and then Rav Yosef came, and Rav Yosef was for 2.5 years. He got more than the Chaldeans told him. All right, let's go further in the Gemara. Now, so he says, Amar Lahu, so he asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Sinai, meaning Rav Yosef says, Allah is like Rav Yosef. So they said that they had a further rough question. Yeah, but Rabbi Yossi only said his halacha when it came to wine that you could seal it up like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. The shikra mi'amar is he didn't say it by beer. So chamra tamamai, what's the reason that he permits you to seal up the wine bottles? Mishum d'nafish p'sedei. So it means everything is relative. In other words, like there's more loss with the oil than there is the wine, but wine vis-a-vis beer is a greater financial loss. So in other words, there'll be a substantial loss of money if I don't seal up the barrels. Shifanami, if I say this, the Gemara says, yeah, but beer also has a loss. The Amar Abaye said, Amalie, my mom said to me, you know, that Abaye's mother died when childbirth, but it means his nursemaid, it's both names. Im bar shitsabe, the Shia, it's more preferable to get a 6 sa'a barrel of beer that's sealed up as opposed to an 8 sa'a barrel of beer that's not sealed. So you've seen that sealing it up is worth like at least 2 sa'a. In other words, when it's sealed up, it gets more powerful and you're able to use it better. So anyway, that's that piece. Now, I'm going to come up with Guria Marav, Hilchot Moed, Hilchot Kutin B'Halacha. That the halachot of, when it says Moed, it means Cholomoed. It's like a halacha of the kutim. So the Gemara explains that the kutim, remember the Gemara in Kulin says that the kutim were these non-Jews that the king of Ashur put in Eretz Israel, and they did sort of like, there's a question whether they were Geri Emes or Geri Arayo. I mean, clearly Geri Arayos was one, they put them there, but then there's a question whether they were Geri Emes later on. But either way, the Gemara says, Kol mitzvah shechzichu b'kutim harbe medaktikin b'yoter mi'Yisrael. Any mitzvah that the kutim adopted, the more stringent with it than the Jews are. But like Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, there's no rhyme or reason to know which one that they, so the fact that I see them do one mitzvah doesn't mean that they're equally good in another mitzvah. So he says, so just like there's no rhyme or reason between the halacha with the kutim, so too you can't compare one halacha to another halacha in Hilchot Chol Hamoed. So he says here, L'mai Hilchata, like what applications have, Amar Rav Daniel Bar Katina, or some have Bar Rav Katina, Amar Rav Lomar Shehin Akurot. There was a halakha or akut, the baron, he says, I can't learn one halakha from another halakha. He says, the Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Zofin Kustavin Zofin Chavita. You can put pitch in the small jug on a Chol Hamoed to make sure like it's sealed so no wine will leave, but I can't do it with the Chavita, I can't do the large Chavit. He says, Rabbini Minerda Amar Zofin Chavita. Rabbini Minerda says prepared that you could put the pitch in the large barrel in Zofin Kusta. The Gemara's Marcha Yish Lepseda. That the second opinion is concerned with financial loss. So financial loss is greater with the big barrel. So he's going with that's the reason. The first opinion is going with the amount of effort that's involved. So there's a lot more tircha to do a big barrel. The small container is less tircha. So if a person would only know one halacha, let's say I would only know that Shmuel says zoptin puzta, you know, that you could put the pitch in the small jug, he would think, well, that's probably because of loss. So if I could do the small jug, I could still do the big barrel. And conversely, if he only had the one halakha from Rav Bimi that you could put the pitch in the large barrel, he would think that's because of tircha. Nevertheless, it's permissible. So certainly, the small one is permissible, but that would not be the halakha. The idea is, so the fact that I know one halakha doesn't mean that I can automatically compare it to another halakha. Okay. Now, Amar Abaye says that Kinan Hilchot Moed Hilchot Shabbat. But the halakha of Kolomori, like the halakha of Shabbos, turn page on the Amud Beis now, turn page. He says, Yeshman Patura Balasur. In other words, by Hilchot Shabbos, we have three elements, right? Some you do your Bemezid, your Chayav Kareid, or Skila, if Bemezid. And then other halakhot are Patura Balasur. You're exempt from it, but you're prohibited rabbinically from doing it. Yeshman Mutar Lachachila. And then some on Shabbos are Mutar Lachachila. Remember, you might remember on Shabbos, Daf Gimel. So remember, Amar Shmuel called Ptur the Shabbat Patur of Alasur. Shmuel says all the Ptur and Beshabbos means Patur of Alasur, puts them in Hani Slot. Remember, Hatzad Svi? Remember, Fern? You remember the three? What are they, Fern?
Yeah, I should.
Okay, anyways. Okay, so Sedat Svi, Sedat Nach, Hashem Mapis Morsa. In other words, capturing the deer and Sedat Svi and capturing the snake. And lancing the boil. Anyway, so the point is by Chol HaMoed, so we only have
lancing the boil.
Okay. So by Chol HaMoed, we only have the latter two cases. So it means either Halachot Shabbos or of Chol HaMoed or Old Rabbanan, or even if they're Deraisa, so you might just be over, you're never going to be Chayav Malkot for the Halachot Chol HaMoed. You might be over on an essay. Now, I must say, I saw in the Masifta, I want to go over this, that there's a lav involved, but Rabbi Leibowitz said that lav was a lav shebichlalot, but I still want to clarify the whole thing with that. Okay, now, let me go further in the Gemara. So on line two, and I have to run, I apologize. Rav Huna chasli chatzara b'moada. So Rav Huna, people harvested his grains on Chol HaMoed. Now the people, I think they were non-Jews who did this. Let me take a look quickly. His workers, he says here, yeah, so Rashi Ksavyad says they were non-Jews. So Rav Huna Chatzalei Chatzara B'moada. So Epe Rav Huna, that's Rav Huna. So Rav Huna, that's his own son, asks his father, he says, the Brisa says as follows, Tokenin Kemach Moed, I can grind the wheat into flour on Chol HaMoed, the Sorach HaMoed, if I need it for Sorach HaMoed, I need to have food. With Shalol Sorach HaMoed, I serve it, but after the Sorach HaMoed, I can't do it. Davar Sha'avud, B'moed, mutarlas to b'moed. If it's davar ha'aved, if I don't do it, I'm going to suffer a financial loss. I'm allowed to do it all. Davar she'eno avod b'moed asur. But if it's something not davar ha'aved, I can't do it. But medvar murim betlushim. That's only if the item is talush. It's been like harvested already. Minakarka, about mechuber lakarka. But the Brisa says, if something is still mechuber lakarka, still attached to the ground, afilu kulu avod asur. Even if the whole thing, I'll suffer financial loss, I have no head to do the work on Chol HaMoed. Vim ein lo mayochal, and if he's got nothing to eat, then, and under those circumstances, kotzer, he can reap the food, uma'amer, put them into piles, v'dash, v'zor, borer, he can, like, separate out the solid from the ochel, the token, and grind it, v'vaj, l'isha paparo, provided he doesn't use the cows to do the disha. So anyway, the point is, the Brisa says that unless it's ein lo mayochal, you can't do any work with the things that are attached to the ground. And you had the workers harvesting the crops on Chol HaMoed. How can you do that, Daddy? So Amar Lei, Yechidoi, Hivlo Svirlan Kvatei. That Brisa that you just quoted, when you still understand, that Brisa that you just quoted is a Shitzas Yachid, an individual, and we don't pass him like that. He says on this last narrow line, Tani, we're learning the Brisa, Klalamara Mishum Gamliel, Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rishulio says, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Rishulio has a Mesora from the Tana Rabbi Yossi, Davar HaTalush Ben HaKarka, Afilu Mixato Avud, Mutar. If it's Talush, even Mixato Avud, even if I'll suffer a partial loss from it, I'm allowed to do the work. If it's mechubla karka, then even if I'll total loss, I'm prohibited to do it. So that earlier brisa reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, which was mentioned in the second brisa. But that's a shitas yachid. So it means we hold that if it's even though it's mechubla karka and it's davar ha'aved, I could do malacha with it. Now the Gemara asks concerning that brisa, Rabbi Yossi said that if you know ain lo mayochal, then I have a green light to do the work. But with the proviso that I shouldn't have the cows do the dish. The cows walk along and then the grain gets crushed. They thresh it. And he says, Vi Rabbi Yossi Yadushnami Paro, so why can't I have the paro do it? Rabbi Yisrael Paraba said, and I'm an Aleph, Mantana Shinui Bidavar Ha'aved. Who's the one who says that if it's Davar Aved, you have to do it with a Shinui? That's the low to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says not. So if Rabbi Yossi gives you a head to do malacha, you don't have to do it with a Shinui. Here's a Shinui. So we assume the power of because of a Shinui. So Amar Lach, so Rav Huna would say to you, Hachanami, came to Chul Yoma, La Baparo Daishi, Ha'idanami, La Shinui. In other words, the fact that you're not doing it with paro is not a shinui. In other words, he says, during the week, you don't necessarily do the disha with the paro either. The fact you're not doing it now is also, that the whole thing is not a shinui. The reason he doesn't want you to do the paro is the paro creates much more of a commotion and more publicity. And that's why he says, like, keep it like stiller haid. You want to keep it like low key. And if you have the cows, oh, you hear the cows are moving the whole thing. Oh, he's doing all this work. All right. Now, let me just do, all right, I have 30 seconds for questions.
Shekhar, necessarily beer or any form of alcohol?
What? Shekhar.
Shekhar.
Yeah, so it's usually beer is the way that we usually translate it, but I think it's going to come up more in the Gemara now. Okay, now, Tana Rabbanan, Tochen b'moed d'sarach ha'moed, you're allowed to grind on the sixth very wide line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth very wide line. So Tana Rabbanan, Tochen b'moed d'sarach ha'moed, you could grind wheat on Chol HaMoed for Tzarach HaMoed to be used during Chol HaMoed or Yantiv. But it's not Tzarach HaMoed, you can't use it. But if you ground and you had left over, that's okay. Kotzen Eitzim B'Moed, you can cut wood on Chol HaMoed, the Tzarach HaMoed. But it's not for Tzarach HaMoed, you can't. But if you cut and you left something over, that's permissible. Then it says, Matilin Sheikhar Moed. From what it says, you can brew beer on Chol HaMoed, the Tzarach HaMoed for the holiday. He says, Bishlol Tzarach HaMoed Asur, Bimitil Bahotir, Hareza Mutar. And if you left over, that's Mutar. So we have three cases. Case number one was grinding, case number two was cutting the wood, and case number three was brewing the beer. Uvaj Lo Yarim, provided he doesn't use like a subterfuge, in other words, like, He really doesn't need to leave, but he uses it like to kind of game the system. Now, why do we need all three cases? So we have here the Ars rule, and the Leibowitz said that Rick Y asked this question, but So this is in footnote 22. He said, grinding flour, why do we need all three? The grinding flour, he quotes here from the Ritva, grinding flour teaches that even so basic staple as flour may not be prepared on Chol HaMoed, except it's needed for the festival. So I can't do that. The case of cutting branches and brewing beer teaches that when there is a festival need, even non-staple items may be prepared, and that one need not be exacting in providing them, but may prepare generously. Another lesson derived from the case of cutting branches that for the sake of a festival need, the whistle to work even with something attached to the ground. Okay, let me go further. Now, he says, Uraminhu, and this we ask a contradiction from the following brisa. This brisa says, Matulin Shechar b'moed the Tzarach HaMoed, b'shelo Tzarach HaMoed asur. It's like a brew beer just for Tzarach HaMoed, not otherwise not. Echad Shechar tamarim, whether it's date beer, echad Shechar saorim, or it's barley beer, which is what we're more familiar with. You know, with the date beer, you may recall, the Gemara says in Pesachim that Rav Papa was called Sudani because he was a brewer of the beer. Anyway, so he says here, "V'afal pi sheish lo yashan," even though now here's the key. This Bryson says, even though you have older beer, he says ma'arim shotem et achadash. You can act with subterfuge and now say, "I don't want the older one; I want the new one." And now I have a heter to brew new beer on Chol HaMoed. So one Bryson says I can't use harama. One says I could use harama. So the Gemara says Tanai here. It's really about Halakha Tanai. The Tani, we learn the Brisa. Ein Marimin Bekach, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Ben Marimin. So this Brisa is from a Gemara in Masech Shabbos, which you may recall. It's where a person, his wine keg is like cracked open on Shabbos, so he can invite a whole bunch of people to his house for the Suda and give them each wine, and even though they won't drink all the wine, according to one opinion, even though it's like a type of harama, I normally wouldn't have so many people for lunch, but I could do it in this case in order to save the wine, and then one holds not that way. Okay, now, Rav, Chasli Chatzara B'chol Ha'Demo'ada. Rav, just remember above we had, on line two, the Rav Huna, they harvested his fields on Chol Ha'Moed. And then it came out that Rav Huna said, I go like the opinion that holds that it's Malacha Tavar Aved, I could do it. So here it says, Rav Chasli Chasadab Kol HaDemoed. It seems the same case. Rav, they harvested his field of Kol HaMoed. Shama Shmuel, Ikbid. Shmuel heard about this and he objected to it. Like, what's Rav doing? So the Gemara says, Lema Shmuel Ki Yechidos Virle. Should we say that Shmuel holds like the Shitzit Yachid, Rav Yossi holds that if it's Mechubel HaKarka, even if it's Malacha Tavar Aved, he can't do it. So must be, we think, that Shmuel held out that Shita, Rav held the other way. Lo, chasad the chite have but lo have a pasid. The Gemara said that the field was wheat field. So wheat field is not malacha davar ha'aved. The Gemara learns that the barley field would be a davar ha'aved. Somebody has something to do with like the husk, the shades. The it says here. Let me see how it works. Yeah. So 26. Yeah. Had it been barley, Shmuel would have objected. Barley becomes overly dry, its kernels fall from the stalk. A wheat field would not have been ruined by waiting until after the festival, then what Yosef says. So he says, Rav Maitama Abed Hafi, why did Rav go ahead and have it harvested? So he says, Ein lo mayochal hava. He was in a situation of Ein lo mayochal. Shmuel lo simua kameh. So they didn't tell all the facts to Shmuel, and that's why he didn't know. Inami Adam Chashav Shani. Or else, Shmuel said that Ritz Rav is an Adam Chashav. So he shouldn't do it. The question is, if he has nothing to eat, so what is he supposed to do? In other words, let's say he's an Adam Chashuv. So what does that mean? So now he can't eat. So it means that he could have welcomed. Okay, you're welcome to have a Gemara here. Okay, we daven at 9 o'clock. So it means that either he could have bought the food elsewhere. That he could have bought the food, or the other shot is he could have borrowed money, or bought the food on credit. And so the thing is that, so it's still called like a poel she'en l'mayochal if there is a way for him to get food, but it's like difficult. In other words, he doesn't want to borrow and things like that. Here's Gemara for you. Okay. Welcome. So nice to see you. Okay. Now we're on page 24. Now,
let me stop you. Do you need Marvin?
I don't know for sure, but I wish he would come. I'll put it to you that way. I can't say with certainty till 9 o'clock, but if he can come, it's a big help. Okay. Now, let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, please, I have to go on. I can't stop. I'm sorry. I'll try to pause a little bit, okay? So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Now, this Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya usually says the grandson of Rabbi. Rabbi Leibowitz had someone to say he's the grandson of the grandson because it doesn't work out so well with the other Chachamim. We're around the 20th wide line on page 24, okay?
Yep.
So, okay, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Napak Bechumrata de Medusha. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya went out, Bechumrata Medusha, it's a type of ring, which we had in Masechet Shabbos, a signet ring. He went out with this on Shabbos. Now, a signet ring, it's going to be muksa. Either it's Kalish Malachal Isur, or it's the type of thing that a person would take off their finger and come to carry. He says, and Be'ishti Maya, that was on Shabbos, Be'ishti Maya M'lechaim Kfeila Ramah. And then during the week, he ate water that had been heated by a non-Jew. So Shama Rabbi Ami Ikbid. Rabbi Ami heard about this conduct and he was upset. So he says, Am Rabbi Yosef, my Tama Ikbid. Why was Rami so upset? If he's upset that he walks around with this ring, he says, Hatanya, Hashiman is a mitabaot, a ring called a kalim and he's on the chatzer. He says that all these rings, they could be carried around in the chatzer. In other words, you're allowed to carry them in the chatzer. And in other words, you could say it's klish malakul isur, but I'm allowed to use the movement for Sarku from Makomo, not wear it. So it's not clear that he was wearing it. So it might be he was carrying it. So if we say it's carrying, it works out a little bit better. Or Inishim the Ishti Maim the Chavim Fela Ramah, if he's upset, we can have a Gemara here for you, Yaakov, okay? I prefer if he was open and safer, okay? So, and if we'll say that page 24, okay, on your base on the base, around 20 lines from the bottom. It's near the small aleph in parentheses. And if because he drank the hot water, Amar Shmur Yitzchak Amarav, Kol Shenech HaKol Shuchai, Ima Mishra Mishuli Nachrim. If it's something that could be eaten raw, it's not considered Bishuli Akum. In other words, if something normally could be eaten raw, but let's say like an apple, right? Like an apple, I eat a raw apple. So somebody, if the boy bakes the apple, it's not Bishuli Akum because I could eat the apple raw. So why are you upset? So Adam Chashuv Shani. He's an Adam Chashuv. He has to uphold to a higher standard. And we've had this before. Now, Amar Rav Chanan Elbam, we had it today, and I spoke about that incident with Rav Aaron Salvation the other night. Amar Rav Chanan Elbam, Kusisam Dekab Moed, a person could chop down a date palm tree on a Chol HaMoed, which is a lot of work, Afa Pishon Tzarich El and the Sower Shalom, even though he only needs the sawdust. So I'm chopping down this big tree, even though I don't need sawdust. I was wondering, bothered with like a date palm tree is a fruit bearing tree, so normally not allowed to chop down a fruit bearing tree unless it comes with only exceptions, like if the wood is worth more than the fruit, that would be one way. But anyway, la'itala abai. So abai per somebody who would do that. So Ravashi havalein abba bishlanya. Ravashi had a forest in this place Shlanya. He says azal mixiye b'chol demoed. He went to chop down the trees on the chol demoed. Amalei Rav Shila mishlanya the Ravashi may daitik. The Kamar of Hananel Marav puts some deck of a moed after Pishna Tzirichel and the Sower Shalom. What are you thinking? Because Rav Hananel said in the name of Rav that you could chop down a tree even though you need the sawdust. That's why you're chopping it down. Alayt ala Abayi. But Abayi gave a curse to anybody who does that. So what are you doing? That's what he said to this is Rav Ashi. Yeah. So he says, Amar Lei Lo Shmili. He says, Lo Shmili means I didn't hear it. Meaning, Lomar Lo Shmili. I don't hold from that what Abayi says. I hold like the other opinion. So the Gemara says, while he was chopping down the tree or trees, so he dropped like the axe and he nearly cut himself in the thigh. So Shavki Bahadur Ata, he left out the enterprise. He took that as a siman that what he was doing wasn't correct, and he stopped with the chopping. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Shari Lamech Bar Kitna. Rabbi Yehuda committed one to uprooted linen. On Kol HaMoed, Ulamikdal Kshuta, to cut hops, which is used in the making of beer, Ulamemakar Shimshmi, and to cut sesame seeds, sesame plants on Kol HaMoed. So Amalei by Rabbi Yosef, Sabai said to Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef was his Rebbe, he says, Bishleim Kitna, I understand that cutting the flax on Kol HaMoed is okay, Kazi L'Chafifa. It's good for a Chafifa. Chafifa would mean I can use it to cover, like it could be to cover like the dried dates and things like that, but the fruits it's drying out, I could do that. He says, or chafifa might mean I could use it like in some way like shampooing or something like that. Shuta, the hops, chazi the shikra, that's really for the beer. I can, ella shumshme lamay chazi. What is the sesame good? The sesame has to be dried out before I could use it. So until it dries out, you won't get to Kol HaMoed. Moshe Mordechai, thank you for coming. If you want, you can make a gemara and join us for a few minutes. Well, you could finish up. We could finish up, and you could see it inside the Gemara. You could see it inside the Gemara. El Shimshmi L'may Chazi. What are the Shimshmi good for? Chazi L'nazye. So he says it's good. The sesame plant is good for the small seeds are we to be in the way they are. Okay, Rav Yanai Havalei Ahu Pardisa. Rav Yanai had a certain orchard. Dematiz Mane B'Cholo D'Moada. The time came to pluck the fruit off the trees on Chol HaMoed. Katve, so he did that. He says, Lashana Shayu Kulyama Lapardisayu Lakol Moeda. So everybody seeing what Rabbi Yanai did, the next year, everybody delayed harvesting their orchards to Chol HaMoed when they had time off. They said, oh, Rabbi Yanai did it, I could do it. He said, but Rabbi Yanai, it only became ripe on Chol HaMoed. So after Rabbi Yanai Lapardisayu Hushata, so that year, Rabbi Yanai, he was mafkir, all the fruit in the pardes, in order to try to straighten everything out. Some say he was mafkir forever. Okay, now let's do the one mishnah and a few lines in the Gemara. Banitin, machnisadam hirotav, v'nei ganav. On a Chol HaMoed, a person could take his fruit into a more secure area because he's afraid of being stolen. V'shaleh pishnom in a mishra, v'shushlo tovayt. He can pull the flax out from the soaking so the flax doesn't get ruined. He says, v'vachli chavin malach l'moed. Provided he doesn't like game the system where he plans to do the work on Chol HaMoed. He shouldn't arrange it that the work has to be done on Chol HaMoed. I shouldn't do that. He says, "V'kulan kimnim lachem moed yovdu." And all of them, you work on Lumlachmo, and you'll do. So either means I have to let it get destroyed, or the Bezim would come and seize it from him. Now, let's see back in the Gemara. Gemara, Tana Bad Shiach Nisein Betzina, Latok Beito. So a Tana taught in the Braisa, he says, I can take the payroad from the Ganavim and Philippish, no, but I should do Betzina. I should bring it in a private way. And it was like, right. He says, Rabbi Yosef Havalei Kishurei. Rabbi Yosef had these beams. They wanted Eilinu Biyamama. So during the day, he took the beams and he moved it in somewhere inside. So Amar Le'Abai. So Abai says, Rabbi Yosef, you should do it like Betzina. You're doing it like the light of day. So Amar Le'Abai, Sina Dahane Yamamahu. The dirt Sina is doing it during the day. At night, you need more men. You need like torches. So in other words, it'll be more public if you do it at night as opposed to the day. So in other words, it depends on the circumstances. Okay. Okay, I have 30 seconds for questions, then we got to go. Any questions? Are we good?
Yeah, I had a question.
Say again what? Right. We'll say again what? Yeah. First of all, the chupil karka we said, if it's not a davar aved, we said you are allowed to do it. Not like we started the opinion in the Gemara, right? We had two opinions in the Gemara, right? So we ended up saying that when the davar aved is permitted, if it's chupil karka. Even if it's chupil karka. What's up, Daniel? Really quick. Who? Which case?
All of the cases they said that.
If it's Adam, right? Adam, this is right. Adam Chashuv is not to a higher standard. He should do to a higher standard. Okay, I gotta go. Nice seeing you, everybody. Okay, one second. Let me end the session.